Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. We have 25 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, well, we actually have a day without rain, at least until this evening. So let's, if you can get out there and enjoy it, it's going to be sunny today. North winds 15 to 20 knots, easing 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15. Wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 5 seconds apart, and northwest swells 11 feet at 14 seconds between wave crests. And today we're going to talk about a pretty big deal in Alaska. Trident Seafood's huge processing plant on the remote Aleutian island of Akutan reopened on Friday after a near month-long COVID-19 closure. That means that Pacific Northwest fishermen in Alaska who've been waiting at the dock for weeks now can get back to work and are back to work to some degree. So that's really good news for the fishing industry in Alaska. And for all of us here, we get a lot of wild-caught seafood of all kinds from Alaska here in Oregon and Washington. But let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 7 inbounders. We have 11 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Basic Brave. She's arriving from Japan. She's a bulk carrier headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She passed Astoria inbound around 4:30 a.m. She'll be picking up wheat eventually upriver. The Global Hero is arriving from Japan. She's headed for the Weyerhaeuser log docks in Longview. She'll be pass Astoria probably around 6:30 a.m. Takes about 3.5 hours to get up to Longview. The Timaru Star is arriving from Japan, headed for Portland. Could be to a berth handling fertilizer, so she could be bringing in something like urea, which is an ingredient in fertilizer. Passing Astoria around 8:30 a.m. And this ship name has the word Maru in it, which I haven't talked about in a while, but it's kind of a neat thing. It's usually in the names of Japanese vessels, and it's a word that literally means a circle. But in metaphorically, it means the circle of journey, the perfection of a circle, the safety of a journey that's completed. And so it's a great thing to have in the name of a ship, especially in Japanese culture, because it says many things about how mariners feel about their ships. It's like a perfect thing, like sort of protects them and is part of their journey, the journeys that they take on ships. So it's a really lovely word that is in the names of many Japanese vessels. The Imabari Logger is our next inbounder arriving from Japan, headed for also a log ship headed for Longview, probably passing Astoria around 9:30 a.m. She'll be up in about 3.5 hours later at Longview. And the Dory is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for the Kalama Anchorage. She could be bringing in steel, coils of steel. Passing Astoria around 12:30 p.m. takes about 5 hours to get up to Kalama from Astoria. The Ocean Bari Star is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She will pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m., heading upriver. Not quite sure what her cargo is. Could be wheat. That's my best guess right now, and I don't know for sure because there's just so much wheat going out of the river right now that she could be coming in to pick some up. And most of our arriving bulk carriers are coming in to pick up cargo. The Ruby Ace, speaking of of ships that are bringing in cargo, she's a car carrier, arriving from Tacoma. She is headed for Vancouver. That means she has Subarus on board, and she will pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m., give her about 6 hours to get up to the port of Vancouver. In our Astoria anchorages, we've got, 11 ships, so lots to talk about there, at least in terms of who's waiting out there. The Prisinga, who's been out there for a few weeks, now is heading upriver to pick up corn, soy, or wheat in Kalama. She will leave around 5 p.m. today and head upriver. It takes about 5 hours to get up to Kalama. The SBI Macarena is heading up to Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving around 8 p.m. rather from the Astoria anchorage. The rest are all awaiting orders. The Ocean Garlic, the Ingenious, that's the one that has the terrible paint job. I've been seeing people complaining about that. Lots of rust there, but also just lots of worn-out paint. You can see the effect of being battered by what it can do to a paint job on a ship, but she probably does need a little maintenance there in terms of the paint on her hull to look shiny and new again. The Hakata Queen is awaiting orders, the Jenko Hunter, the YMK Quartet, the Zin Yu, the Milagro, which has been out there for a couple of weeks now. She's at the Rice Island Anchorage along with the Blue Ionian and the GH Fortune. And in our outbounders, we have the Sirios Island heading out of Kalama with wheat on board at about 10 a.m., she'll pass Astoria outbound, then around maybe 3 o'clock this afternoon carrying wheat. Another wheat carrier, the Aruzu, is leaving Vancouver around noontime, passing Astoria outbound, then around 6 with wheat on board. Well, I'm going to stop here and talk a little bit about fishing in Alaska. The Fisher Poets Gathering starts this weekend, starts tomorrow, actually. You can stream it if you go to their website. It's not happening this year live where you can go attend it, but you can certainly attend it by streaming it. And so a lot of the fishermen traditionally come to Astoria from Alaska because the Pacific Northwest includes Alaska, and there's a lot of people from here go to Alaska to fish, and there are people up there right now from our community here who are fishing, hoping to fish in Alaska. So right now it looks like a lot of them will be able to go back to work or are already back to work. Trident Seafood's huge processing plant on the remote Aleutian island of Akatan reopened Friday after a nearly month-long COVID-19 closure. This article is from KUCB Radio, which is your voice in the Aleutians. It's their news department. Hope McKenney is the reporter there. An outbreak at the Trident Seafoods plant forced the fishing giant, they're a big, big processor nationwide, to close their facility in late January, just as the lucrative winter season was set to kick off. 45% of Trident's 700-person workforce ultimately tested positive for the virus, company officials said Monday. Multiple rounds of comprehensive testing that brought welcome news last week that COVID-19 cases had been isolated on site, Trident said in a statement. Surveillance testing, symptom screening, and the use of PPE and distancing protocols continue and will remain throughout the season. The company said it's developed additional measures to speed up response if the virus is detected again. They include new shift schedules to limit contact between workers and capacity limits to allow distancing of workstations. And so 115 workers who'd been quarantined in Sandpoint and Anchorage arrived back in Akatan over the past several days to help with crab and cod processing and pollock processing. So a little bit about this. There have been fishermen sitting in boats in port in Alaska who can now go out and fish. This also gives you an idea of what they're fishing for. We hear a lot about Dungeness crab at this time of year, but there's also cod. Boats are fishing for cod, and they're also fishing for pollock. Those are two very heavily consumed seafoods. And so it just gives you an idea of what fishermen are going out for. And there are other things besides salmon and crab, and we hear so much about both of those. It's interesting just to note that there's other fishing going on like that. So at any rate, glad to hear that people are getting back to work there after that closure. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.